just a fantastic result for the SNP, and you know, personally, it's an ambition that I've held for a long, long time, and it's really great to achieve your ambitions.
What's your aims for the next few years then?
Well, as I said, I want to be the very best MP that this area, Dunfermline and West Fife, has ever had. I'm keen to discharge my responsibilities with you know, every ounce of energy that I have, and the people of this area come first in my book, and we'll make sure that they're well represented at Westminster as well.
Why do you think the SNP have swept the board like they have?
Well, I think it's maybe a something to do with last September, and I think a lot of people were frustrated with the result, and not only that, a lot of people who thought they were getting more in terms of powers, these powers have never materialised to any great extent, and I think it's how we make sure that their voice is heard. But also people who voted no in that referendum, their views need to be respected as well, but it's how we move Scotland forward in a much more progressive way and see if we can make ourselves a better country for everybody who lives here.
Obviously not all the results are in as we speak, but how confident are you the SNP will have a part to play in what happens down south?
Well, let's see, you know, in the cool light of day, how the figures actually stack up. We're going by a lot of exit polls at the moment, but you know, I'm very, very expectant that the SNP will play a major role in the Westminster system and make sure that we can get the very best out of that system for the Scottish people.
You mentioned tackling austerity in your speech just now as well. What kind of thing are we likely to see?
Well, again, I think it depends on the makeup of the Parliament and whether we have Mr Cameron or some other Prime Minister in place, but certainly we need to make sure that the public services in Scotland are protected. There's services that people rely on day in, day out, and we've seen severe cuts in a lot of services to date, and it's how we use our influence at Westminster to try and reverse these cuts or make sure that the services that are key to the people, the families of this area, how these services are protected.
What are we going to see in the run-up to the Scottish election next year then? Is it more of the same, just keep going with the momentum?
Well, it seems to be a bit of an unstoppable truck at the moment, but you know, you've got to work to win the respect of people. It just doesn't happen by chance, and I think the SNP since September, with under leadership of Nicola, has really caught the imagination of the Scottish people, and long may that continue. We want to work hard for Scotland and make sure that we're well represented wherever our people stand.